الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. May peace and blessings be upon His Messenger, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his companions. Today, inshallah, we will continue the series of the traps of Satan, and the class of today is related to temptation of wealth. Inshallah, today we are continuing to learn about the traps of Satan, the main enemy of mankind. We learned from the previous classes about the battle between Satan and Prophet Adam, his son, Prophet Job, and how Satan tried to deviate them from obeying Allah's commands and rules. Inshallah, from today we will start to learn about the three main ways which Shaitan uses to reach the heart and mind of every person. These three ways are: number one, wealth; number two, women; number three, desires and enjoyments. Wealth, women, desires and enjoyments. Inshallah, we will start to learn about the fact that wealth is the main way through which Shaitan tries to control mankind. Wealth is the main way through which Shaitan tries to control mankind. At the beginning, let us learn some aspects related to the theory of wealth in Islam. We will start by reciting from Surah number 54, Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 20. Surah number 54, Surah Al-Qamar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 20. Actually, it is Surah Al-Fajr, Surah Al-Fajr, Surah number 89, Surah number 89, verse number 20. Surah number 89, verse number 20. Which will come this number 89. Surah number 89. No problem, you can continue with that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are reciting from Surah number 89, verse number 20. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وتحبون المال حبا جما.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And you love wealth with immense love.
Allah the Almighty is informing us in this verse of the Quran that loving wealth is natural for human. Loving wealth is natural for human, and hating poverty is natural for human. Okay, this is number one. Number two, never has Islam encourages poverty, because poverty can lead to disbelief. This is a very important fact regarding poverty and regarding the fact that Islam is encouraging everyone to work. How poverty can lead to disbelief? Okay, we need to know the meaning of this statement. Actually, the needy is always so upset regarding his poverty, and he is always blaming Allah's decree as the cause of that poverty. Accordingly, he is not happy with Allah's decree, and he is not even believing in Allah's decree, and this is a form of disbelief. This is number one, how poverty can lead to disbelief. Also, the poor person may try to have money by any legal or illegal ways, believing that it is not his mistake, and it is the mistake of being created poor. Okay, so we must always believe that poverty can lead to disbelief. So actually, sisters, we must believe that Islam encourages Muslims to work hard to have the money which will help them to live a good life. This is mentioned in Surah number 62, verse 9. Actually, we are learning about the theory of wealth in Islam so that it will be clear for us regarding the principles of wealth in Islam. We will recite now from Surah number 62, Surah Al-Jum'ah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 9. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O you who have believed, when the adhan is called for the prayer on the day of Jummah, Friday, then proceed to the remembrance of Allah and leave trade. That is better for you, if only you knew.
Actually, this is the proof that Islam is encouraging everyone to work hard in order to earn their livings. Also, cite also verse number 10 because it is having the meaning regarding encouraging Muslims to work hard to earn their livings. Verse number 10, Surah number 62. I will read in Arabic. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And when the prayer has been concluded, disperse within the land and seek from the bounty of Allah and remember Allah often that you may succeed.
So actually, sisters, it is clear that wealth is so close to the heart of mankind. We will recite now to know also that mankind loves the money as it is the adornment of the worldly life. We will recite now from Surah number 18, verse number 46, in order to know that we love wealth because it is the adornment of the worldly life. Surah number 18. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة نمبر 18 verse number 46. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. Wealth and are the adornment of the life of this world. Okay, because this is the only part of the verse. Okay, so we must know that why people love wealth and children, because they are the adornment of the worldly life, not the other life. Okay? We will recite also about the fact that wealth is the adornment of the worldly life from Surah number 3, Surah Al Imran, verse number 14. Surah number 3, verse number 14. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Surah number 3, verse number 14. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. Verse number 14.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Beautify for people is the love of that which they desire, of women and sons. Heap up some of gold and silver, fine branded horses and cattle and tilled land. That is the enjoyment of the worldly life. But Allah has with him the best return, paradise.
So Allah is clarifying that, again, sisters, we human beings, we love much of the gold and silver because this is the pleasure of the present worldly life. So, because the man is so weak in front of the money or regarding the money, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, clarified to us the following facts. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, said, the son of Adam grows old, and so also two desires grow old with him, love of wealth and a wish for a long life. Okay, so Prophet Muhammad is clarifying that man grows old, but in spite of the fact that he is growing old, so he is supposed to be more wise, and he is supposed to be in a situation that he realized the reality of the worldly life, okay, that it is a deceiving enjoyment instead. No, man grows old with two desires, love of wealth, which he will leave it, and a wish for a long life, which he will also leave it. Okay? So actually, because of the great love of the wealth, it was the warning of Allah regarding the wealth. Allah the Almighty warned us in the Holy Quran regarding love of the wealth, because this will be the way for the shaitan to the heart of every one of us to deviate us from the right path. We will recite now from Surah number 8, Surah Al-Anfal. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 8, verse number 28. To learn that wealth is a trial for mankind, and actually it is a test, and we are actually warned regarding the wealth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 8, verse number 28. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A'lamu annama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna wa anna Allah indahu ajrun azim.
And know that your properties and your children are but a trial, and that Allah has with him a great reward.
Actually, Allah mentioned this fact again in Surah number 64, Surah number 64, Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 15 and 16. Surah number 64, Surah At-Taghabun, verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 15 and 16. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم واسمعوا وأطيعوا وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. 15 and 16. Surah number 64.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Your wealth and your children are but a trial, and Allah has with him a great reward. So fear Allah as much as you are able, and listen and obey, and spend in the way of Allah. It is better for your sleeve and for yourselves, and whoever is protected from the stinginess of his soul, it is those who will be successful.
So actually, sisters, Allah is clarifying in these two verses of the Quran that wealth and offspring can be a trial in our life, as man loves both of them. And shaitan always tries to control man from the things that he loves. This is a fact which every one of us must be aware of. Shaitan will attack you, okay, or will try to control you through the things which you love. And number one for the human being is wealth. So wealth is the easy way for the shaitan to control mankind. Accordingly, man must be aware that the more he loves wealth, there is a higher chance that shaitan will mislead him through that love. The more you love wealth, the more shaitan have a way to control you. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, every nation has a trial, and the trial of my nation is wealth. So this is a clear-cut fact from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, that the trial of the Muslim is wealth. Okay? What is the meaning of a trial? A trial is a test. Okay? So we Muslims, okay, are actually having our trial regarding the wealth. This means that we are tested regarding the way we earn the money, the way we spend the money, and the influence of the shaitan on us regarding the wealth. Okay? Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, by Allah, it is not poverty that I am not afraid for you. I am rather afraid that Allah might open for you the treasures of this world as it had happened for those who were before you, and you might compete over it as did those who were before you, and so you get destroyed as those who were before you. So this is a very clear warning, a second warning from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. He is informing us that the people before us were destroyed. Okay, so the question is, they were destroyed because of poverty or because of the wealth? Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, is clarifying that it is not the poverty. He is not afraid about it. But it is the wealth, it is the treasures of the world, because it had happened that they compete over it and they were destroyed because of that competition. Why? Because actually the competition to collect wealth is a hot competition. What is the meaning of a hot competition? It means that it is a competition devoid of moderation and justice, because it is controlled by shaitan. Competition for wealth, for collecting wealth, equal a competition controlled by shaitan. Okay? So in conclusion, we must learn that dealing with money in general leads a person to injustice and sin. Why? Because if you deal with the money and you are not following the rules of Allah and the shaitan is trying to control you, okay, this will lead to injustice and sin. And we will learn in these classes, inshallah, a lot of sins which the man actually is having because of the wealth. Okay? And actually it is the more you are involved with increasing your wealth, the greater chance that you will fall into sin. For example, very simple sins, lying and cheating. This is the very simple. But we will learn more and more great sins regarding collecting the money without obeying the commands of Allah regarding that collection. So actually we must be aware that shaitan will try all the time to whisper to everyone to use the illegal ways to be the first one in the wealth competition. As shaitan knows how much man loves wealth, so he will always attack man from the weak point. And only the person who truly has the fear of Allah will be able to save himself from such temptation. Okay, only those, and those actually are very little, whom actually they truly have the fear of Allah. It is only the taqwa which will stand between you and the illegal earning of the wealth. Today inshallah we will start to learn how shaitan can control those whom they have a lot of wealth. Okay, the rich people. Okay, we will learn about the rich people, how the rich people, in spite of having a lot of money, still shaitan or Satan has control on them regarding collecting the wealth. And inshallah, we will start by learning a story from the Holy Quran, from Surah number 18. We will start reciting now, actually from Surah number 18, verse 32, 33, and 34. We will learn about the two men whom they were mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, the rich and the poor, and we will learn where Satan was and how he controlled the arrogant one, and what was actually Allah's punishment for those whom they follow the shaitan. So we will recite now from Surah number 18, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Kahf. We will recite verse 32, 33, and 34. And inshallah, we will try to learn this story with great depth. Not just, the very simple meanings. No, inshallah, we will learn very deep meanings and a lot of lessons, inshallah. Surah number 18, we will recite 32, 33, and 34. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wadrib lahum mathalan rajulain. Ja'alna لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما ذرعا كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And present to them an example of two men. We granted to one of them two gardens of grape vine, and we bordered them with palm trees and placed between them fields of crops. Each of the two gardens produced his fruit and did not fall short thereof in anything. and we caused to gush forth within them a river. And we had fruit, and he had fruit. So he said to his companion, while he was conversing with him, I am greater than you in wealth and mightier in numbers of men.
So actually, sister, these verses are informing us about two examples of human beings. The first one, he has two gardens full of fruits. In the midst of them, a river was flowing. They were surrounded with date palms. They yielded their produce. That is to say, a picture of continuous prosperity. The owner was full of pride. He was very arrogant, and he said to the other man, I have more wealth and followers than you. He then walked into one of the gardens. His attitude is that of someone ungrateful. He has completely forgotten Allah, thinking that the two gardens will never fail to yield their produce. He also denies the last hour and clarifies that he is sure to have more favors granted to him in the hereafter. Now we will continue to learn about the rest of the story. We will recite from Surah number 37, from verse 37 to verse 41. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will continue actually Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse 35 and 36 first. 35 and 36. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا. 35 and 36.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And he entered into his garden while he was unjust to himself. He said, I do not think this will ever perish. I do not think the hour will occur. And even if I should be brought back to my Lord, I will surely find better than this as when I return.
So actually, let us learn about the response of the other man. We will recite now from verse number 37 to verse number 41. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. His companion said to him while he was conversing with him, have you disbelief in He who created you from dust and then from a sperm drop and then proportioned you as a man? But as for him, he is Allah. As for me, He is Allah, my Lord. And I do not associate with my Lord anyone. And why did you, when you entered your garden, not say, what Allah willed has occurred? There is no power except in Allah. Although you see me less than you in wealth and children, it may be that my Lord will give me something better than you, your garden, and will send upon it a disastrous penalty from the sky, and it will become a smooth, dusty ground. Or its water will become sunken into the earth, so you will never be able to seek it.
Okay. So actually now we will learn about the second man, the poor friend who doesn't possess wealth, gardens or crops, but he feels strong as a result of his faith, and he is certain of the support he receives from Allah. So he confronted the arrogant friend with the truth, trying to remind him that the wealth is not the source of power, as Allah is the owner of everything, and he is the provider for all the mankind. Only Allah is rich, as he is the real owner of everything, as he is the creator of the heavens and earth. So actually that poor man, he reminded the arrogant one with two facts. Number one, Allah is the one who created you from dust. So you were nothing and you become a man because of Allah the creator. This is number one. Number two, your power is from Allah. It is up to the will of Allah. It is not your wealth, okay? And it is not your garden that is supposed to be the source of your power and pride. So it was the good intention of the poor man, and this is a very important fact regarding understanding that conversation. The poor man was not actually trying to attack the rich one, because the poor man is a true believer in Allah, and the true believer in Allah is always having good intention, is always having good manners, is always trying to reach the people in the best way. Okay, so it was must know, learn that it was the good intention of the poor man, okay, to remind the rich aunt that he must be grateful to Allah, believing that Allah is the source of the blessings. And at the end, he mentioned to the arrogant man that Allah has the power to grant the poor something better than your gardens. And this is the faith, the true belief in Allah. Then the poor man warned the rich one that the powerful can destroy the gardens by sending a torment from the sky, or the water of the gardens became deep, sunken underground, so he will never be able to seek it. Okay, so in order to summarize the dialogue of the poor man, we must be aware that it was based on a good intention, a kind warning and reminder. It was a reminder regarding the power of Allah, and Allah is the creator. So now we will continue to learn about what happened to these two gardens of that arrogant man. We will recite verse number 42. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa uhita bi thamarihi fa asbaha yuqallib kaffayhi ala ma anfaqa fiha wa hiya khawiyatun ala urushiha wa yaqulu ya laytani lam ushrik bi rabbi ahada.
And his fruits were encompassed by ruin. So he began to turn his hands about in dismay over what he had spent on it, while it had collapsed upon its trellises, and said, "Oh, I wish I had not associated with my Lord anyone."
So it is clear that Allah destroyed these two gardens in no time, and that man actually was so sorry regarding his loss, and he clarified that he is repentant for having associated partners with Allah, and it was his wealth, okay, but it was too late because he already lost everything. Now inshallah we will learn the lessons from this story, because these lessons are very important for us as we are learning about a certain temptation to mankind through the wealth. Number one, there is a fundamental fact in Islam, which is that wealth belongs to Allah. Okay, this is number one. We must believe that wealth belongs to only to Allah. The only owner of all the wealth, the real owner is Allah. This is mentioned in Surah number 35, verse number 15. This is a very important fact which actually every Muslim and every human being is need to believe in. The only owner, the real owner of all the wealth is only Allah. Surah number 35, verse number 15. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. O mankind, it is you who stand in need of Allah, but Allah is rich, free of all the needs, worthy of all praise. So Allah is the only owner of everything, okay? And what people have in this worldly life is just a trust, okay? Which you will return to Allah at the end. Okay, when every one of us will face death, your wealth will return to Allah, then Allah will be the one to distribute it again. Okay, so the trust which is the wealth is a test for the rich people, as whether they will be grateful to Allah, the main owner, and that who gave them the trust, and so they will obey the commands of Allah regarding their wealth. Spending their wealth. This is a very important fact, actually, which can help to correct the ways the rich people are handling their wealth. If I believe that my car, my house, my clothes, my gold, whatever I have in this worldly life is just a trust. I am not the real owner. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that the real owner can take it in 1 second. How? In many ways, as it happened with the two gardens, okay? And as Allah sent a torment from the sky in a second, and the two gardens were totally destroyed. It can happen to you, it can happen to me, it can happen to everyone. So, I am not supposed, okay, to be connected strongly to the wealth as if I am the owner. I can't lose my wealth. No, you can lose your wealth because you will lose your wealth because you are not the owner. It is just a trust and it is a trial. Okay, what is the meaning of being a trial? Being a trial means a test. Allah is giving you a test through that wealth. Whether you will obey the commands of Allah regarding collecting the wealth, spending the wealth, or you will follow certain whispers regarding collecting the wealth from illegal ways and spending the wealth in illegal ways. So this is a very important fact regarding the wealth which every one of us loves. We all love wealth, but I must understand the rules of the Quran regarding the wealth. So, number one, it is a trial, and we regarding that the trial of the wealth, as I clarified, people are two groups. Actually, the majority of the people are following certain temptation regarding the wealth. They love the wealth. They believe that this is their own wealth. And they have power from their wealth, and they are arrogant because of their wealth. And this is exactly what Shaitan is looking for. Never to be thankful to Allah, never to be grateful to Allah, and to forget completely about Allah, the provider, and to feel all the time that they are very strong because they own wealth. Okay? The other and the minority of the people, the true believers in Allah's oneness, they believe that the only owner of everything in this world is Allah. So, whatever the people have is just a trust. The billionaire is have a trust, and the very poor is have little trust, but it is still a trust. Okay? And so long I believe it is a trust from Allah, I must obey the commands of Allah regarding earning the money or spending the money, because it is not mine. It is Allah's wealth. Okay? When you believe in this theory, it will be very easy for you, okay, to follow the commands of Allah regarding earning the legal money, okay, or the legal wealth, or using the legal ways to earn the wealth, okay, and also it will be very easy for you to spend the money according to the rules of Allah. This is number one. So number one, we must believe that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, money is, or wealth is a trust, and for us it is a test, and we must follow the rules of Allah regarding that trial. This is number one.
I want to understand if we have, if Allah had given us something, it's almost like He borrowed us.
He borrowed us. It's like a trust.
Okay.
Yes. We are borrowing the money from Allah, and it will return to Him again. So if you are a true believer in Allah, and if Allah loves you, you will realize this fact, that I borrowed money from the owner, okay? And that money can be my way to a good life and can be my way to the paradise, okay? If I give sadaqah, if I try to use the money according to the rules of Allah, it will be my way to a happy life in this worldly life, or inshallah, and also to the paradise. This is when I realize that it is not my wealth. Okay, I am not the owner. I don't have the power. I can't be having injustice with the people because I am very rich, I am very powerful, I am very arrogant. Okay, I can do everything with my wealth. Okay, this is, you know, the wrong concept. Okay, which is the shaitan is trying to make it, you know, very strong in the heart of the rich people. Now we will learn about this, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But before learning about this, there is also a very important fact. If you will not follow the rules of Allah regarding the wealth, and you insist to follow shaitan rules, be sure that you will be punished at the end. Maybe for some time you will enjoy your wealth, you will feel arrogant and you have pride, but at the end you will be punished, because actually this is the law of reward and punishment in the Holy Quran, and we will recite about this fact from surah number 14, verse number 7. Surah number 14, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 14, verse number 7, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you are grateful to Allah, believing that the wealth is the wealth of Allah, Allah, inshallah, will bless your wealth and increase it for you. But if you believe that it is my own wealth, and I am the one behind who collect that wealth, and I have power from my wealth, you must be sure that you will be punished. In surah number 14, verse number 7, Allah said, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ.
And remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor. But if you deny, indeed, my punishment is severe.
Actually, this rule, Allah the Almighty clarified to us regarding the man who owned the two gardens. Because he was not grateful to Allah, Allah the Almighty punished him severe punishment by destroying his two gardens. Because he was not grateful to Allah regarding the blessings of Allah. Now, inshallah, we will learn also a very important fact from these verses of the Quran. Surah number 18, what we were just reciting now, Surah number 18, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 32. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will analyze the words of the Holy Quran so that you can learn the message exactly which Allah is sending to us in these verses of the Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, yes. In verse number 34, okay, if we recite it in English, okay, the rich man said, and Allah said about him that he had a property of fruit, and he said to his companion, I am more than you in wealth and stronger in respect of men. Okay, if you try to listen to these words, okay, it means that I am better than you. Okay, I am better than you. Okay, try to compare these words with the words in surah number 7, verse number 12, the words of shaitan. Try to compare the words of the arrogant man with the words of the shaitan, so that you can be sure that arrogant people are shaitan followers. Okay? When you say the word I, this is the word of shaitan. Okay? Never to say I at all. Okay? We will learn this. We will now recite from surah number 7, verse number 12. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 7. Verse number 12. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shaitan said, and Iblis said, I am better than him, Adam. Okay? So, you must know that this is the language of the Shaitan. If someone is saying, I am better, equals Shaitan is talking. These are the words of the Shaitan. Okay? What is the proof for this? What is the proof that when you say, I am better than someone, this means that you are Shaitan followers? Number one, Surah number 7, verse number 12. Okay, because the Shaitan said, I am better than you, Adam. This is number one. Number two, if you believe that Allah is the source of all the blessings, okay, so you never believe that I can do anything. When you tell me, Sister Mona, you prepared a good class, I tell you, no, Sister Safiya, this is Allah's blessings. This is all from Allah. I can't do anything. Okay, I don't have any favor regarding myself or others. It is all the favors of Allah. It is all the blessings of Allah. If Allah didn't provide me with the good books, okay, with the time, with the health, I will never be able to do anything. So, regarding Mona can do anything. It is all the blessings of Allah, and be grateful to Allah for the class, not for me. This is when you believe in Allah. Okay? When you believe in Allah from the depth of your heart, you will never feel that you have any favor on any person at all. You will be all the time returning all the favors from the depth of your heart to Allah. This is your nature. Okay, you are not trying to think it over. When someone will tell you, okay, you did a good job or you are an excellent person, you will not think it over. Immediately you will say, this is from Allah. Okay, but for those whom they say, I am the one, I am better, okay, so in order to know whether you are following the Shaitan or someone is following the Shaitan, listen to the words of the people. Those whom they say, I am doing, I am better, okay, they are following the Shaitan. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is number one. Never to say I regarding having any blessing. Instead, say Allah. All the time, believe that all the blessings are from Allah. Also, never to use the word I am better. Okay, because this is the sign that you have pride like Shaitan. Okay, and again, sisters, I want you never to feel that you are better than anyone. Okay, because only Allah knows who is better than the other one. Okay, because maybe you look very religious and well-mannered, but your reality, maybe you are a hypocrite. Okay, Allah only knows. Okay, so never to try to compare yourself with the other people. This is not good. This is not the good manners at all. Okay? The good believer is always humble. The good believer is always remembering his mistakes and his sins. And how I am not good. And how I need to repent. And how I have a lot of sins. Okay? Not that feeling that I am better, I am more rich, I am more beautiful. This kind of nonsense. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, sisters, one of the lessons, whenever you feel that you have power out of the worldly enjoyments, for example, wealth, position, or family, remind yourself that Shaitan succeeded to control you. Okay, because sometimes, you know, when you are actually in contact with this kind of people, whom they are very arrogant, okay, they will motivate your Shaitan. Okay, everyone is saying, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. Okay, I'm also better. No problem. Very easy. I am better than everyone. Okay, this is the problem of choosing friends. Okay, when you choose friends, you either choose those whom they fear Allah, because they will be all the time, you will be all the time listening to the correct language. Okay, regarding remembering Allah, fearing Allah, trying to obey the commands of Allah. But if you have friends whom actually they care only for the worldly life, this is actually the place of the Shaitan. Okay, and they will be all the time competing each other regarding the worldly issues and enjoyments. So, okay, so if you have it in your heart at any time, immediately say, "A'udhu billahi mina shaitan ar-rajim." Remember that this is the shaitan controlling you. I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. Ask Allah's forgiveness. Remind yourself that Allah is the one who has all the power in this life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And again, sisters, there is another advice from these verses of the Quran. The poor man, when he tried to confront the rich man, he was very kind with him. Okay, this is very important. If in your life you have someone who actually is a shaitan follower in any way, okay, someone who is having arrogance, pride, severe anger, whatever, you know, bismillah, envy, you know, always remind yourself with this story. Don't try, okay, with those people whom they are following the shaitan to be like them. Okay, she is very arrogant, I will be arrogant. She is speaking to me in a way which I don't like, I will actually speak to her in a more impolite way. Very easy. My shaitan will work. It is very simple. Okay, instead, always remember the poor man of this story. He kept on reminding the rich man with Allah. There is Allah. Allah is the creator. Allah is the provider. Be aware, you will be punished. Okay? So when you have those people in your life, don't follow their way or don't follow their attitude. They will destroy you and you will become like them. And this is what is going on in our life. Sometimes you meet a good person. Okay? And you feel that person or that sister, inshallah, is very good. Then you meet that sister after 6 months. And you notice that she is totally different. Okay, she's very arrogant, she's not caring, she's not sincere. Okay, and you question, why? What happened? If you look for the circle around that sister, you know the reason. She is having friends whom they are following the shaitan. And followers of the shaitan doesn't mean that, you know, they are so or very, very bad. They are great. Okay, there are people whom they are following the shaitan in little issues, and there are people whom they are worse than the real shaitan. Okay, this is inshallah what we will learn from the Holy Quran, inshallah. So all the time, remember the fact that I want to be with the good people, with the people whom they fear Allah, so that my shaitan will not be motivated. Because motivation of your shaitan is very simple issue. Okay, very easy. Number 3, what we learn from this story also, sisters, is that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you must believe that if you follow the shaitan, you are a loser. This fact must be clear in your mind, because shaitan will always try to attack you or to control you or to motivate you through the wealth or the kids whom you like a lot. Okay, so he can control you very easy. So how you can protect yourself? You can protect yourself from the shaitan when you believe that if I follow the shaitan, I will be 100% a loser. If you believe in this, okay, you will be all the time trying to defeat the shaitan. Always remember that rich, arrogant man, because he followed the shaitan, he lost his two gardens. And it was too late for him to have the two gardens again. It is always too late. When you will follow the shaitan, maybe you will have some enjoyment for some time, but at the end you are a true loser, and it is always too late. We must all the time believe that all protection comes from Allah, all power belongs to Allah, all support comes from Allah. Allah's reward is the best reward, so we must be good servants of Allah, and let us make that right. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.